everything ends the 17th of April. Conditions apply.
It was my first day back at work after finishing my treatment, and my colleague was like,
"Are you better now?"
And I said, "Yeah, lots better, thanks." But I didn't mean it. What I meant was, I couldn't stop crying this morning because I didn't feel ready to come back, and my chest feels weird, and I feel like everyone's trying to suss out which of my boobs is missing. But you can't say that to Nigel from finance, can you?
For all the things left unsaid, we're here. Search Breast Cancer Now, the research and support charity.
This is Classic FM from Global.
Trust me, it's a classic with Alexander Dragonetti.
Welcome to Trust Me, It's a Classic with me, Alexander Dragonetti. Thank you for joining. Whether you're back again or you're joining us for the first time, this is my chance to share my trustworthy classical music that you can rely on. Tonight, I'm looking at the highs, the lows, the ups and downs of classical music. Think of this evening like a classical soap opera. I want to start with one of my favourite composers. This is incredibly successful, Carl Jenkins. He's successful because he's very good. He draws on influences from lots of the places I've lived while working as a diplomat, in African, Arabic, Celtic styles. And perhaps because of those multiple styles, it has global appeal, this music. This is Adiemus from Carl Jenkins.
You.
That was the global music of Carl Jenkins with Addie Amos, played by the London Philharmonic Orchestra. This evening, we are looking at the ups and downs of classical music. It's maybe the curse of the artist. Classical composers have led some pretty interesting lives, and few more than Beethoven. Famously, he was terrible with money. He became deaf towards the end of his life. But the inspiration for tonight's piece is his love life. He never married, but he had plenty of affairs. And at 41, he wrote this series of passionate love letters to his immortal beloved. I quote here from his letter. He said, "While still in bed, my thoughts rush toward you, my immortal beloved, now and then happy, then again sad. I can only live either wholly with you or not at all." People just don't do this anymore, do they? They send copy and paste texts on dating apps. Anyway, the mystery remains. Here's his iconic Moonlight Sonata on Classic FM, dedicated to a beautiful young student who we think was the immortal beloved.
Thank you.
What a lovely piece. No wonder it's also called the Moonlight Sonata, kind of the original version of Dancing in the Moonlight. That was Beethoven's Piano Sonata No. 14, played by Angela Hewitt. Now, here's something I've just discovered. Beethoven had a favourite double bass player, and he was called Dragonetti. I'm not sure if he was a relation. It seems maybe unlikely. I played the piano for 3 years at school. I was advised against taking grade one at the end of it because it was seen as a waste of a £10 entry fee. So maybe not. But I'm very happy to assume he's in my family tree. I'm also, here on Classic FM, going to declare him a winner for tonight. Mostly, yes, because of his name, but also because he was Europe's greatest and perhaps only double bass virtuoso. He inspired Beethoven's double bass passages in his Fifth Symphony, no less. So from one Dragonetti to another, here's his concerto in A major. That was my close family member, Uncle Domenico Dragonetti, allegedly. You were listening to his double bass concerto in A major, played by Gary Carr with the Berlin Radio Symphony Orchestra. You're listening to Trust Me, It's a Classic, with me, Alexander Dragonetti. It's on every Friday night at 9 o'clock here on Classic FM. If you're just joining us, you can listen to the episode in full on Global Player, where you can listen anytime you like. Tonight, I'm exploring the ups and downs of classical music, the winners, the losers, but always making sure to play trustworthy tunes as we go. Next up, we listened to Mussorgsky a couple of weeks ago. At the time, he was being inspired by pictures of chicks dressed as ballet dancers wearing eggshell costumes. This time, he's doing something different. He's commemorating a gate that was never built, designed to celebrate an escape from an assassination attempt on a Russian czar. He's a complicated man. What's interesting is this has since become an anthem among classical music-loving supporters of Ukraine, having originally been designed to celebrate the escape from assassination of a Russian. As a historian, somebody who studied architecture and also a diplomat, I love this piece. It's got power, it's got punch, and it's also a great example of something that can be read in multiple different ways, and it changes over time. With this piece, Mussorgsky completed his work, Pictures at an Exhibition. And this is the last of those pictures. It's his grand finale. It's widely considered one of his masterpieces. It's The Great Gate of Kyiv.
Thank you.
Love the ending to that piece. That was Modest Mussorgsky's Great Gate of Kiev by the London Symphony Orchestra with Giandrea Nezeda. My next classical winner was basically the rock star of his generation. We're thinking here of the Beatles, we're thinking of Justin Bieber, we're thinking of Enrique Iglesias, who I think is a rock star, although apparently my producer thinks differently. In any case, these days we know this guy Franz Liszt for his beautiful piano pieces, but back in the 19th century he was actually considered something of a heartthrob, kind of the OG heartthrob. It was during a period, less than catchy name for it, it's not Beatlemania, it's Listomania. He filled concert halls with women who would scream and faint at his performances. In a very, very small way, I know what it's like to be recognised. Obviously, since the show, I've been kind of recognised on the street every so often. And actually, I was approached the other day by this lady who said, oh, my mum is a really big fan. And I said, oh, well, you know, I could do a little selfie for her or a little video. And she immediately came back. She said, no, thank you. I really, really don't want a video or a selfie. And I sort of looked horrified. And the last thing on this planet I want to be is the guy who goes around pushing selfies or videos of himself onto poor, unsuspecting people. So we can't all be Franz Liszt. We can't all be that smooth heartthrob. What I can do is play you Liszt's Liebestraum, and I'll have that for you just after the break.
Classic FM.
Hey, Sainsbury's. My family's proper picky. How can I please them all without it costing an arm and a leg this Easter?
We've got prices to suit every taste. Set your table with selected Easter mains like lamb, beef or salmon, now half price with Nectar.
Nice. With those prices, I might have to pick all three.
For cracking savings this Easter, ask Sainsbury's. Sainsbury's, good food for all of us.
Nectar required, subject to availability. Selected stores excludes locals. Ends 22nd of April. See in-store online for details.
You could be one of the millions of UK drivers who may be owed thousands in compensation. If you bought a car on finance from 2007 onwards, you may have been unfairly charged hidden commission payments. My Claim Group can help you check, even if you can't remember your car or lender details. Text CLAIM to 86688. My Claim Group is authorised and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority. Text CLAIM to 86688.
Claims made simple.
This spring, transform your home in a flash with Hillary's. Get up to 40% off hundreds of made-to-measure styles. Plus, in our flash event, get an extra 10% off everything until the 17th of April, including an extra 10% off all blinds, curtains, shutters and awnings in our sale. And with Hillary's, measuring and fitting is always included. Book your appointment today. Visit hillarys.co.uk. but be quick. Extra 10% off everything ends the 17th of April. Conditions apply.
This Easter at Lidl, treat yourself to our Good Housekeeping Institute taste-approved deluxe triple chocolate or classic hot cross buns. And we've got prices to butter you up. Get a pack of four for just £1.09. Now that's big on quality and always Lidl on price.
GB only, subject to availability.
Oh, I haven't laughed this much in ages.
I feel like I can't really let go. I know my bladder won't be able to take a real belly laugh. The floodgates will open.
You need always discreet pants. Total game changer.
Oh, let's have a look.
They feel just like underwear, but they're super absorbent. Plus, they fit like a glove. Have a go.
It feels amazing to properly relax and have a good old giggle. Same time next week.
Complete protection from heavy leaks with Always Discreet Boutique.
At Wix, save on Dulux Standard 2.5-litre coloured emulsion. Was £22, now £15. Shop now and feel as proud as a peacock with Wix. Terms apply.
Trust me, it's a classic with Alexander Dragonetti.
On Classic FM.
Thank you.
was piano player and heartthrob Franz Liszt, with Leif Ove Andsnes playing his Liebestraum number 3. You're with Alexander Dragonetti, and this is Classic FM. We're discussing classical music highs and classical music lows. Next up is Gustav Mahler and his wife, Alma Mahler. Gustav married her when he was 41, she was just 22, and this beautiful singer. After they married, he forbade her from composing her own music. And in fact, he sort of saw that as his role. He said, and I quote, "The role of composer, the worker's role, falls to me. Yours is that of a loving companion and understanding partner." In good news, there was some rebalancing in this relationship. She had an affair with an architect. He had a change of heart. He ended up helping edit her music in the later stages of their marriage. And so to continue with that theme of a low moving into a high, here is her Lauer Sommernacht. That was Alma Mahler's Lauer Sommernacht, sung by Iris Vermilion, with the Royal Concertgebouw Orchestra and Ricardo Chailly as the conductor. The aim of this series has been to share classical music that makes us feel a certain way. And one of those pieces I really wanted to share is from The Lion King by Hans Zimmer, who did the music for the film. Zimmer initially didn't want to do it. He says, "You know, cartoons, why am I doing cartoons?" But it wasn't about that for him. He was recently on Classic FM talking to Jonathan Ross, and Zimmer's dad died when he was only 6. And he says, "You know, I'm sitting in front of this cartoon, and it's about the death of a father. I basically wrote a requiem for my dad. And for him, it became this really serious piece. And this piece really makes me feel the same way about grief. I talked about the death of my brother when he was 17 and processing hard emotions. This music takes you through that journey. It starts really melancholy. It plays the music from when his father, Mufasa, dies in the movie. In the middle of the piece, you can hear the son, Simba, facing those emotions. And at the end, the choir ramps right up and you can feel the freedom of his son having faced these emotions and coming out the other side. And that's really the only way that any of us can slay our demons, by facing them. So yes, it is a lot for a cartoon. This piece, therefore, is for you if you've been through grief, if you just love Hans Zimmer, or if you just love cartoons. Thank you. That was the beautiful, melancholic, sad, redemptive This Land from The Lion King, composed by Hans Zimmer. And now for something different. This is a composer you might not have heard of before. It's Charles Villiers Stanford. He was hugely successful, but he's pretty much unknown today. He wrote 9 operas, 8 string quartets, 7 symphonies. This is not 12 Days of Christmas, but he wrote more than 300 pieces. I've decided to reinstate him in his rightful position as a classical winner and a British composer we should all know more about, especially because this particular recording is sung by the choir of my university college, who strangely never asked me to join their world-class choir. Maybe Sperber Yo-Yo will change their mind, but if not, that's okay. We can't all be winners. What a lovely piece. That was Charles Villiers Stanford's The Bluebird. It was sung by the choir of New College, Oxford, and conducted by Edward Higginbottom. We have time for just one more piece on this evening's Trust Me, It's a Classic. I'm going to play you a really popular composition. This is performed every single year at the New Year's Day concert in Vienna. You'll also almost certainly have heard it. It's in 2001 A Space Odyssey, it's in Titanic, it's in The Jungle Book, it's even in cartoons like Tom and Jerry. And for me personally, I talked about my brother earlier in the show, this was his favourite classical music piece. Well, I checked myself. I think it might be the only classical music piece that he knew. In his sort of library, it sat along McFly and Busted, if you remember those. But he liked it a lot. Sometimes it's easy to forget how good popular pieces are. But if you need a reminder, this one should do it.
Thank you.
Just listen to the applause for that piece. That was Strauss Jr. with By the Beautiful Blue Danube, and it was played by the Vienna Philharmonic Orchestra. What a show we've listened to tonight. We've been through the highs and the lows, the winners, the losers, the ups and the downs of classical music. And classical music can sometimes have a reputation for being a bit fusty. This just shows you that it's anything but. From Listomania to Unrequited Love for Beethoven to expressing your emotions through a Disney cartoon, it's all there. Next week is going to be our final episode. It's going to be really positive, happy music with really fun memories attached and pieces that make you feel good every time you listen to them. In the meantime, please do stay where you are, because after 10, it's Calm Classics with Mylene Klass.
Classic FM.
I've got the new Samsung Galaxy S25 and so many brownie points. You see, Now Brief with Galaxy AI learns my schedule to keep me ahead of my day. Weather, activity stats and diary updates like Janie's birthday.
Oh, you remembered.
Thanks, Now Brief. Buy the Galaxy S25 on O2 by 4th of June and claim a Galaxy Chromebook Go worth £299. Selected languages only. Account login and network connection required. Claim a Galaxy Chromebook Go in Titan Grey from Samsung within 30 days of purchase. Terms apply.
This spring, transform your home in a flash with Hillary's. Get up to 40% off hundreds of made-to-measure styles. Plus, in our flash event, get an extra 10% off everything until the 17th of April, including an extra 10% off all blinds, curtains, shutters and awnings in our sale. And with Hillary's, measuring and fitting is always included. Book your appointment today. Visit hillarys.co.uk. But be quick. Extra 10% off everything ends the 17th of April. Conditions apply.
Angela Rippon, what are you doing here?
I've come to tell you about using energy flexibly, Albert.
Flexibly?
Yes, smart meter owners could get rewarded for moving their energy use, like doing the laundry at off-peak times.
So I don't need to do the splits?
No, Albert. Nobody wants to see that.
Get rewarded for using energy flexibly, only with a smart meter. Search Get a Smart Meter today.
Eligibility and availability vary. Consumer action required. Reward schemes and tariffs available to selected customers from selected suppliers.
Hello, UK. At Benenden Health, we offer access to affordable private healthcare.
We like affordable.
You'll love this then, Roz. You see, we're all about our members, not profit.
What's the
price, Angelo? It's less than £16 per person per month.
Can anyone join?
Yes, Sam. 870,000 people and thousands of businesses are already with us. So, what are you waiting for? Search Benenden Health for affordable private healthcare. Wait periods apply, including for surgical treatment. Not all treatments covered. Other limits and exclusions apply. Visit benenden.co.uk. Fee review periodically. UK only.
It was my first day back at work after finishing my treatment, and my colleague was like,
"Are you better now?"
And I said, "Yeah, lots better, thanks." But I didn't mean it. What I meant was, I couldn't stop crying this morning because I didn't feel ready to come back, and my chest feels weird, and I feel like everyone's trying to suss out which of my boobs is missing. But you can't say that to Nigel from finance, can you?
For all the things left unsaid, we're here. Search Breast Cancer Now, the research and support charity.
This is Classic FM. From Global.
Well, a very happy Friday night from me, Mylene Klass. No matter how busy or stressful your week may have been, let's leave it all behind and focus on 3 hours of the most tranquil music ever created as we head towards Saturday morning. Our first steps will be through the new world as we walk with Dvorak.
Classics with Mylene Klass
on Classic FM.